doesn't.
Okay. Okay. This is Cynthia Carr interviewing Joy Epicella at Joy's home in New York, New York, in the East Village on February 23rd, 2016 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, card number 1. So Joy, could you say your name and spell Epicella?
Sure. Joy Epicella, and it's E-P-I-S-A-L-L-A.
And your date of birth?
August 17th, 1957.
And where were you born?
Bronxville, New York.
Oh. So did you grow up there?
No, just happened to be where the hospital was. My parents were living in Yonkers.
Oh.
And so, yeah, that was like, I guess, the nearest hospital to where they lived.
Okay. What are your parents' names?
My dad's name was Charles Epicella, and my mother's is Joy Epicella, named after my mother.
Oh.
But really, her name is Gioia, G-I-O-I-A, and that would have been my name, except that my mother had a lot of problems with that in school.
Oh, yes.
So when I came along, by that time, she was Joy.
I see.
So am I.
Right.
So there you go.
Right. Now, when you were a girl, were you interested in art then?
Yeah. From pretty early on. I mean, some of my best moments were at my grandmother's dining room table.
Drawing?
Drawing. You know, coloring in the beginning, you know, young, and then starting to draw things like Mickey Mouse and Winky and all those things that were in the Sunday Times,
you know,
in the newspaper,
and
watching movies with her. She was fabulous. Ruby Keeler films and musicals and stuff, and you know, making drawings. And I had the best thing, which was I had a little closet there, which I really was already out of the closet, but nobody knew, where I kept stuff. So when she was, I don't know, doing her thing, I would play there, and I also had this huge coloring book that was Alice in Wonderland, but it was about as tall as me.
Wow.
Which I think actually, we'll probably get to later, but I think it actually had some very interesting influence on me, actually.
Really? Alice in Wonderland? Or
Alice in Wonderland and the size of this book. It was larger than life size.
Oh.
It was almost as tall as me. So were the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to, like, you know, work them out. And,
And this is when you were in grade school.
So. Yeah, I'm in grade school. Yeah.
And then what about high school? Did you take art classes?
Oh, yeah. So even in all through grade school, you know, you have kind of art classes. But that was my thing. I really liked it, for sure. And, yeah, by high school, I got real lucky. I had a great art teacher.
Oh. What was her, what was
his
that name?
His name was, oh, my God, now I'm going to space out because I just had it in my head. So.
Oh, sorry.
Hart. His name was Mr. Hart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember his first name. I think it's H-A-A-R-T, something like that.
Okay.
I can look it up, though.
Yeah, you can do that later.
Bill.
Yeah. Bill Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, yeah, he was really great.
What was it about him?
Well, he definitely took, you know, definitely took an interest in me in the sense that he was, like, the first person to put a 35mm camera in my hand. And then I ended up doing all the yearbooks, so this is, like, probably seventh grade, because by seventh in the school that I went to, you had kindergarten through, I think, fourth, and then, kindergarten through third, and then fourth through sixth, and then at seventh grade, you went over now to the high school. So that's when I first met him, and I'd hang out in his class all the time. You know, that's where I went. I wasn't going to go somewhere else.
Right.
And, yeah, so he not only, taught me how to use a camera, but he got me started in printmaking. So I was always drawing. I was drawing and painting then in his class. He started us with oil paints. I mean, I got tried a bunch of stuff, and I loved it. And, you know, won a couple of contests, you know, with, like, it was actually quite illustration-like. And I was also doing AP Bio at the time. And I actually thought I was going to be a medical illustrator.
Oh.
Who knew I'd have my medical training in a whole other way? But I guess we'll get to that later.
right.
But in any case, he started me in printmaking, and he took me to Manhattan College on his own time, and I did etching there. And so that was, you know, he was quite interesting. And he actually, you know, but